Hi everybody. This is just a very brief talk through and follow-up to our vision statement as it's now been updated. As you may remember, we presented it to the church at Pentecost and then asked for feedback so that we could work with the document. And I'm really grateful for all the people who took the time to offer their feedback, whether it was individually or through their fellowship groups or through the town halls. We found it all incredibly helpful and useful. What I'm intending to do now is talk through the updated document, which you can find on the website, and just identify for you the things that have developed and changed in the light of that feedback. So the first thing to say is that we included feedback from everybody who contacted us. And so if you look at the document, you will find something that you added that is part of the document. And in the same way as with the away day, we were passionate about the idea that it should be a document that grows out of what people are saying. It's worth saying, first of all, I'm not going to talk through the whole document, but the three relationship strands of the Lord, our Christian community, and our neighbours was generally felt to be a good way to articulate what we're about. And the same way our strap line, which is to love and worship the Lord, to love our Christian family, and to love and serve our neighbours, again, was felt to be the way that we wanted to go. So working through the document, one thing that people were keen for us to re-emphasize is that we have at the church core business which will keep on carrying on. So things like building up our own Christian lives, our discipleship, and equipping each other for that, and of course our walk with Jesus, all of this remains at the heart of what we do, and nothing about that has changed. And will continue to be the life, the heart of the life of St. Matthew's. So that's the first thing to say. The second thing to say is that several people pointed out that environmental justice and social justice are inextricably linked. And so our first team has changed title slightly from environmental justice to environmental and social justice. And this team will work at the level of both local and global issues of poverty, deprivation, and environmental issues. In the matter of the teams, we hope that lots of people will join teams, but we do recognise that some people are already contributing a huge amount to the life of the church and so may not be able to. What the teams will do will go in three stages. First of all, their first task will be to perform a quick audit and find out what's already going on, which can be built on. And I think we'll all be surprised about how much there actually is going on. Their second task will be to pray and seek the Lord's will, and then in the light of that, to decide on some big themes which can be shared with the church for encouragement and prayer. And those themes will be based on how that threefold strand can be reflected in the work of the teams. And then their third task would be to decide on some actions, which will be a mixture of quick wins, things that we can do in the next couple of months, and longer term goals, which will require investment of time and money and really thinking through for a while so that they'll be invested in for a while without any obvious outcome for maybe 6 months or a year. So some long-term thinking. And part of that will involve active collaboration with St. Luke's. Several people pointed out that for many people, putting another meeting in the week would be an unnecessary burden. And a couple of people came up with this brilliant idea, which is Vision Sundays. So about every 6 weeks or so, there'll be three a term, we will have what we'll call a Vision Sunday. And after an initial act of worship, the teams will meet together to begin and plan their work. And then the people who aren't joining a team will use that time to discuss and celebrate and resource what they're already doing and the callings they express in other contexts. Then, after 20, 25 minutes, we'll all regather for the end of the service and coffee. And the teams can have a chance to share what they're working on for prayer and encouragement, as also can the group in church. Now, this will be a service of the same length as usual, it won't be a longer service. But essentially, it will be a chance to allow people to have the meeting without needing to use another evening. So that if you're thinking, I really haven't got another evening spare, but I would like to join a team, we hope that this will be a good way to resolve that. So overall, we hope that you're encouraged and excited and passionate about the things that the Lord is leading the church to do. And can I urge us all to keep praying about this as we move into the next stage? Our first Vision Sunday will be on the 26th of September, and we're looking forward to that. Over the next couple of weeks, you will be getting an email from Rosemary asking you if you'd like to become part of a team. And more details about the teams and what they do will be going up on the website this weekend. So please do be thinking and praying about this. And do contact me, or rather grab me after church, if you have any further questions. Thanks very much.